You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Today's passage is a bit on the longer side, so I'm not going to read all of it. I'm only going to focus on the second half. I'm reading from John chapter 8, verses 43 to 47. Why do you not understand what I say? It is because you cannot bear to hear my word. You are of your father the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning, and has nothing to do with the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. But because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. Which one of you convicts me of sin? If I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? Whoever is of God hears the words of God. The reason why you do not hear them is that you are not of God. What struck me in this passage today is the focus Jesus puts on the importance of hearing the words of God. The word hear is a loaded word. It doesn't only refer to the sound waves being converted into data in our brain that we can comprehend. There is more to it than that. When I was a child, one of the phrases in Arabic I used to hear from my mom is "Sma' al-kilmah." It literally means hear the word. She would say this to me when she asked me to do something, but I was not obeying. Hearing the word in Hebrew, just like in Arabic, means not just listening to what is said to us, but also putting it into action. It means obeying. In this passage, the dispute Jesus is having with the Jews is essentially about whose words they are hearing, whose will they are obeying. He accuses them of being of the devil, of being ensnared by his lies and obeying his will instead of obeying God. This, he tells them, is why they do not recognize him and believe in him. We, on the other hand, are called to hear the word of God and obey it. As Jesus said in Luke 11:28, blessed are those who hear the word of God and obey it. Now John tells us at the beginning of his gospel that Jesus himself is the word of God. Through him, God's word has come much closer to us than it ever had before, and we have been given access to it in a much deeper way. And through the Holy Spirit, the Bible tells us God's word is written in our hearts, and obedience takes on a whole new aspect. We have a privilege that the Jews in Jesus' time did not. In Deuteronomy 30, we hear God saying to his people, "This commandment that I command you today is not too hard for you, neither is it far off. It is not in heaven that you should say, 'Who will ascend to heaven to bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it?' Neither is it beyond the sea that you should say, 'Who will go over the sea for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it?' But the word is very near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart, so you can do it." This is much more true for us today than it was for the people of Israel in the book of Deuteronomy. God's word is near to us through the Bible and through the Holy Spirit, and he calls us to hear it with attentive and obedient hearts. So let us turn to the Lord today and ask him, "Lord, give me an attentive and obedient heart so that I can hear you speak to me through your word in the Bible, through other people around me, and through your Holy Spirit who is present within me, and that hearing I might obey. I am not my own, but I am yours. Teach me to do your will. Amen."
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. If you would like to support this and other ventures, simply go to www.servantsoftheword.org/donate.